Hello everyone, it's Yana here with Gentuan. It's the 9th of September today and it's the evening unusually. I didn't do my usual ramble back from the school drop off this morning because I had an early appointment in town, hairdresser if you must know. So I just went back to the car as soon as I could and drove off. But I was just listening to Omani blog. He was talking about to-do lists, and to-do lists, mine's called Jerry, by the way, or was it Terry? Might have been Terry. I think I've neglected him over the summer. Yes, I mean, I have a constant to-do list, and I used to write it down in a little notepad because I find it very satisfying to be able to cross something off the list, and then I constantly have the whole list in front of me. But I can't remember now how I found this, but then before the summer I found an app called Wunderlist, and now I'm absolutely in love with this. Even though I'm not, I always, if I can write it down on paper, then I prefer that to putting it in my phone, because I always have the feeling I have to know what to look at to see the appointment or whatever. And even if it sends me notification, if I don't do anything right there and then, either it's going to keep annoying me or I'll miss it anyway. So for kind of family appointments, we still have a family calendar, a paper one, in the kitchen. Even though the suggestion was at some point to replace that with an iPad and Google Calendar. Something that updates itself, because the problem I'm having is that people suggest dates to me as I'm out and about, and I'm not one for putting them in my calendar, my phone, so I tend to send myself an email or try to remember and then put them in the, you know, on the family calendar. So I've got all the ones together, but often I forget, and then, oops. I really like Wunderlist. How did I find this? I can't remember. I think it was sort of between that one and another one. And then I kind of decided to go for this one. And I think it's absolutely brilliant because it's, it lets you create all these different lists, so you can give them different names for whatever that particular to-do list is. So I've got something for chores, I've got something for errands, I've got something for the kids, just to name a few. And then I can just create a new item on there. But the really brilliant thing is that you can give it a date, so it reminds you on the date, and you can even set up a repeat alarm. So it reminds you again in regular. You know what I mean. What else can I do? Oh yes, and the other really great thing is that you can share it with someone else. So I've got lists that I'm sharing with Simon, so we can both add to it or tick off or whatever. They're sort of lists we have together. So I like it. And you can even put documents on every item, or you can write notes on there. So it really works well for me. Yeah, I don't know. I know roughly what I need to do that day, because that was Paul's question. How do you know what you're going to do? So I roughly know, but I also tend to go through my list almost every morning, just to see, you know, is there anything else on there that I could be doing while I'm out there, or, you know, is there anything else that I need to do, any phone calls I need to make that I could just do now. I was quite interested in his idea of an essential and a desirable list. I've just had a very quick look through my to-do list. If it's not essential, it doesn't make it on my list, is the short answer on that one. I don't have any desirable things on the list. I know a friend of mine does. She's got a list for, these are the things that I need to do, and these are the things that I want to do. I've not even got as far as putting down things that I want to do. Too busy. Either I do them. I tend to just do them if I want to do them, but I don't write them down. I think the difference between essential and desirable on my list is, well, I think all these things are essential. I need to do them at some point. I think the only difference between is that some will be more important than others, and some will have a deadline that will be coming up when they need to be done by. So there will be certain others that will just forever stay on the list until I find that I have a moment to do something about them. So, yes, interesting. But anyway, I hope that answers your question, Paul. That's how it works for me. So I've been dealing with this Wunderlist app for the last couple of months or so, and I would say it works. I still, you know, it gives a satisfying little ting when you tick something off, and it disappears off the list, but you can also show those items again and then they're crossed off. I actually quite like the fact that I have, because before I just jotted everything down, but now I can actually say, right, is there anything that I need to do for the school? Is there anything in particular I need to do for the kids? So I quite like having those separate lists. Right, it's been a very busy week. I've worked more hours than usual, and it's been a bit difficult to squeeze them in. So I'm quite tired. It's also been the first week back at school, so the kids are very tired, though they've held on well, and they seem to really take to this new school year, which is good. But I think we need to now shut down and just have a weekend. And I think apart from watching a bit of telly and maybe folding some of my washing mountain, so I can put that away again, I'm wondering whether I can do a little bit of my crafty needlework stuff tonight, because I haven't done that in absolute ages, and I think that would be a nice end to the week, and then into a hopefully fairly relaxing weekend, which is what I wish all of you. Thank you for listening, and that concludes my ramble for the day. Bye for now.